Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Well, we've got a couple of budding entrepreneurs on our show right now, ladies and gentlemen. These are folks who decided to go into the publishing business. And having done that myself, I've got to ask them, the first question I'm going to ask them is why. And Elizabeth Sills and Linda Patrice just happen to be sisters. They're the daughters of a beautiful lady and the granddaughters of another beautiful lady. And the reason I know that is because I've got their picture in front of me here, ladies and gentlemen. Elizabeth Sills, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. How are you? Good morning.
It's good to have you here. And Elena, welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's good
How
to
are
have you? It's good to have you guys with us. And congratulations on some good genes. It's obvious to me that you guys are doing a good job passing the protoplasm down.
Thank you.
Now, again, I'm going to go back to the statement I made to the audience a minute ago. Having started my own publishing company a few years ago, the first question is why?
Why did we start our own publishing company?
Yeah, why did you start your own publishing company?
What were you thinking? A series of books, and it was a very hard. We didn't want anyone else to take hold of our story and just put it on the back burner if it wasn't something they were really wanting to pay attention. We wanted to have control over every aspect of marketing and publishing and
so now we know
how it got published.
So now we've learned something about you two. Use your control freaks.
That's a true statement.
Well, you know, hey, listen, I told you, I started my own publishing company, you know, before, and, people ask me the same questions. What were you thinking? And I said, if I decided what I wanted to call my book, the title I wanted on my book, I didn't want to have a committee in New York City make that decision or take it away
from me.
Absolutely.
That's a true statement.
Yeah. So, but now here's the thing, you know, you're flying in the face of convention when you start your own publishing company, aren't you?
Absolutely. But that's the beauty of it, and you have to have a certain type of personality to be able to thrive in that environment. But nowadays, with the internet and all the things that we have access to, it's absolutely possible, and anybody truly can do it if you have the tenacity.
Right, you have to have that. Plus, you have to have an idea, and you have to have a good idea. And you guys inherited a good idea, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Tell us about that.
This is Elena speaking. Our grandmother, actually the woman that you're talking about in the picture.
The pretty one in the picture.
Yes. She will love to hear that. She created a character for one of her grandchildren, and it was called Nana Star. And a long story short, we took that character and brought it to life in a series of children's books. That's also, we turned into toys as well. And that's an ongoing series, and it's a wonderful tribute to her, to our family. It was dedicated to a daughter that passed away and a grandchild that passed away. So we brought it to life.
Now, it seems like these books are for girls. Am I wrong about that?
Yes. And that's a misconception because of the name.
The girl in the pretty blue dress on the front cover kind of gave me a tip-off there.
Yes, but there are 12 or more characters, actually 12 solid characters right now that are going to be introduced, and they're very male-female.
Ah, okay. All right. That's good. Well, you know, I'm just trying to be true to my gender here, ladies.
Oh, sure. No. And that's true. And many people say that. But actually, little boys love the story.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got two grandsons, so we'll find out about that. because you were nice enough to send me a couple of copies of the books. I have the Nana Star book, and I have the Chatterbox book.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So your grandmother created this character, and then her daughter, who's your mother, who's the other pretty one in the picture, is the illustrator of these.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yes.
So it's a family business now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, now Elizabeth Owens, the grandmother, is she getting royalties? Is she asked for royalties?
Which she takes, she's well taken care of.
I will, you know, I may need to talk to her about this. She needs to get some representation here. Okay, so did you even try to go through a publisher?
No, not at all.
Wasn't even a thought in our. I mean, it was very briefly. I think Lena, for what, a second, we thought about it.
But we were familiar. We've done different, so many different things throughout our lives. We were very familiar with what the bureaucracy and the red tape and everything that would be involved in giving it to a publisher, and we just didn't want to go down that road.
When
but
I started,
we were smart. We knew we could do this.
Well, when I started my publishing company and we published our first book. As we were putting it together, people said, "Well, have you found a publisher?" I said, "I'm not looking for one."
Yes, and people ask us that all the time.
Yeah. So, what publishing background did you have?
Actually, we had no publishing background. We just had business background.
I see. What did you do? I mean, what was your thought process when you said, "Okay, let's go into something"? And let's do something that the big companies are having trouble doing. People have been doing it for 200 years. They're having trouble being successful. So we're going to go into this, and we're going to be successful. What made you think that?
Well, quite frankly, we didn't. We were kind of ignorant, and we take a very ignorance is bliss approach to that our business. We didn't really realize how hard it was as far as the competition and everyone's been doing this and people are struggling. We didn't even look at that aspect of it. We just jumped in with both feet and just started doing research. And we didn't think about how much competition there was and how hard it was. We didn't think about that at all. And actually, it didn't even enter our radar. And that's probably one of the reasons why we were kind of very successful in doing it.
Because you didn't know you weren't supposed to do it, did you?
That's
exactly.
Right. That's
exactly.
Very true.
How many people have created something that's just immensely useful to folks, and that maybe even become a world icon? And because they try to do something that they didn't know they weren't supposed to do.
That's right. Amen.
So,
that's true.
I congratulate you ladies on having the courage to do this and even for a little bit for the ignorance, but now you said ignorance. I think that was Elizabeth who said that.
Yes.
The thing is though, is you know, ignorance that you know you have is actually a very healthy thing. It's when you're
Absolutely.
It's when you're ignorant and you don't know it. It's when you don't know squared, you don't know that you don't know. That's when you get in trouble. When you are ignorant, when you have a lack of knowledge and you know that, then you'll do what you said. You'll do the research. And it
right.
Sounds like you guys did what we did. We said, okay, let's take a year. We're going to take a year before we do anything, and we're going to learn how to publish. And it sounds like you guys did the same thing. The character is Nana Starr. And give us the website. One of you, give us the website quickly.
www.eeppinc.com.
All right. We're going to give that one again when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back after these messages. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with the publishers, and perhaps the writers of a series of children's books. The creator is Elizabeth Owens, that's their grandmother, and the illustrator is their mother, and that's Linda, and Elizabeth and Elena are with us now, and they're the folks who, the authors of the books. Nana Starr is one I have in front of me. Chatterbox is another one I have in front of me. The Bird Who Wore Glasses. And now these are the first two books you produced, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, by the way, I wanted to say their website again, folks. It's eeppinc.com. Two E's, two P's, inc.com. And what happened to nanastar.com?
What happened to it?
Have we tried to get that yet?
Oh, no, we have it.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that's
it's totally up. It has little Nana Starr all
That'd
over
be
it.
A good
it's
one
a
to
wonderful
give out
website.
Be a good one to give out to Nana Starr, nanastar.com. All right, where can we buy the books?
Actually, it's available totally all online. You could also get them in Borders and Barnes & Noble and any online outfit. And also on our website.
Do I see dolls? We got merchandise here, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We got dolls and what else? We got bumper stickers, things like that?
Well, those actually we just kind of give away to everybody, the bumper stickers. And since we're the La Friendly Company, we like to advertise that, so we do the bumper stickers and the orange bracelets and stuff like that to everybody just to spread the word.
Oh, see, I thought you just gave it to me because I was so cool. I didn't realize everybody got it. I thought you were trying to make me feel like the social...
You're a La Friendly kind of guy.
Go ahead.
No, we also have, not only do we do children's books, but we have a toy that's coming out, the Cutie Patootie Wannabe Babies. That is a new toy coming out in August that is very exciting. It's a tradable, collectible, adorable little doll baby collections that kids can have that we're introducing.
Let's talk about how you actually got these products. And I don't want to talk about how you got them produced. Maybe we'll get you back another time and talk about that. But how did you get, when you actually created these things, you had to go through, you know, the process of creating them. You had to get the material, the collateral material, the brochures, all that sort of thing. You had to find somebody to manufacture all these for you, mm-hmm. including the books and everything. But how did you go about getting them into the stores?
Oh, gosh.
See, that's a long process. It's multifaceted.
We use many, many avenues. But basically just basic marketing techniques and networking. A lot of it's networking. We also attended the EA and the licensing show and the toy fair, which opened a lot of doors. A lot of distributors came to us, asked us for it. Plus, as Nana Star, we do a lot of in-store promotions as having the character Nana Star doing story readings, and the stores asked us at that point to have the book as well.
Well, and see, what you just said, the two or three things you said real fast there that really should be we should land on for a minute. You guys realized that you didn't know some things. You didn't know some people. You needed some contacts. And so you did some networking. I think one of you, Elizabeth, I think you said networking three times in a row. And you got to do that. How many times, ladies and gentlemen, have you heard me say that? So here are two successful entrepreneurs who are telling you the same thing. After a while, you know, you should be getting the message. And then you said, okay, we're joining a new industry. We need to go where that industry is. And so you started going mm-hmm. to the trade shows. You started learning mm-hmm. about what you had to do. And you said, you know what? We want to do it on our own. We want to do our own thing. But we also have to work in this industry. So we need to know what the industry knows, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes. And we get a lot of trade publications sent to our business. And we read everything.
Yeah. So
that's actually how we found out about you.
Well, good for you. Now, what about let's talk about the business of being in the publishing business. I know you said you had business background, but what have you learned about the business of being in the publishing business? Did you find out that were you surprised at what it costs to publish a book?
Yes.
Were you surprised?
Yes.
Happier surprised than happy?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's not extremely expensive to publish a book, but it's a lot of nickel and diming. Overall, the whole picture of when you take how much it costs to market and how much it costs to, you know, the little things add up. That's the thing that surprised us, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, the budget thing, you didn't probably at the beginning didn't know what how to budget for it.
Nope. No, that's definitely something where you learn as you go. And you learn to cut corners, too. That's one thing.
Right.
Sometimes you spent money on things you didn't need to spend money on, but then you end up figuring out a way not to spend money on it. So that's an ongoing process. That happens every day.
If you knew what you knew now, what you know now, back then, when did you start your company?
3 years ago.
Okay, 3 years ago. Everything you know now, all the scary stuff that you know now, you knew then. Would you still do it?
Honestly, if somebody had told us, I'd probably not, because it would have been too scary.
Too scary?
I'm glad we didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. But not because it would have been too hard, though, right? Because you guys are tough.
No, it would have just, we would have felt it was, you know, if somebody had really laid it out, we probably would have thought it was overwhelming and would it have been worth it. We're so glad we didn't know, because it absolutely has been.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss is a good thing. As long as you realize that it doesn't need to become a constant state of mind, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We laugh now that we actually talk like we know what we're talking about.
It's
a nice thing.
Well, I'll tell you, we have to wrap it up because we have to go to another interview. But thank you for being here. Congratulations on your success. And will
thank
you come
you
back
so
another day?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank
you so much for having us.
Well, and listen, when you do those guidebooks, be sure the guys have trucks and things like that. Don't put them, you know, don't take them to tea parties and things like that, okay? Thanks, ladies. I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Say
thank
hi to
you.
Grandma. Quick break. Right back with Alan Friedman after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.